Meteorologist Ashley Beatty joining us from the Storm Tracker 10 team over at WTSP. And Ashley, I know at the beginning of the year when they put out that first hurricane forecast, it was very different from what we're looking at now. And it looks like we might have a really active season.
Definitely. We're talking about anywhere from 11 to 19 named storms. So that's anything that's a tropical storm. You'd have 39 mile per hour winds or higher with that. We could potentially have anywhere from 7 to 9 hurricanes, and those would be 74 mile per hour winds or higher. And 2 to 4 of those potentially could become a major Category 3 storm. So something we want to eyeball, but just one thing to note. If we have 18 named storms, but they all stay out in the Atlantic, that's still a busy season. Remember back in 92, Andrew hit, not, you know, the first storm, not until August. Yeah. So not a terribly busy season, but it only does take one.
Well, that's what everybody says. It only takes one. I remember riding out the 2004 season when we all of a sudden had to hightail it out of the studio because we thought Charlie was going to make landfall here. And unfortunately, the people in Fort Myers got Charlie. But as you say, it only takes one. So with this many storms being predicted, being ready is so critical, isn't it?
Definitely. And there's stuff you can do well ahead of time. Don't wait, you know, for watches or warnings to be issued, anything like that. Don't wait for, you know, the quote-unquote peak of hurricane season. Because one thing, too, is Gulf of Mexico storms can actually come pretty early in the season. Mm-hmm. So June and July, they're not that rare. Another reason here in the Tampa Bay area, we want to go ahead and be ready for that. So get those supply kits together. If you've got branches that are kind of loose, you know, you may want to trim those things back. Plan on what you're going to do if you need to evacuate. Start having those plans in place now.
Absolutely. We do have the hurricane guide up at WDUV.com and, of course, on your website as well to get all the information you need. One thing that, well, actually, it's two things, two new advisories that are going to be out for this season. And we're really paying attention to storm surge now, aren't we?
Definitely. It's actually the biggest killer when it comes to hurricanes. A lot of people get kind of, you know, hyper-focused on the winds. How strong are the winds? But most of the damage is actually done when all that water gets pushed on shore. And that's the reason we evacuate. It's not because of winds. Winds, we want you to hunker down. But if you're in the path of the storm surge, that's the areas that we evacuate. And now we do have separate watches and warnings for those. So if there's a warning issued for your area, it means that we're expecting storm surge within the next 36 hours. With a watch, it works the same way a tornado watch or a severe thunderstorm watch would, that there's a possibility coming up, but this is a longer time period. So this is a possibility in the next 48 hours. And thankfully, we see these big storms coming with more time. We have time to evacuate.
Yeah, we do have more time with these storms, but I'm always amazed and appalled at how many people wait until the very last minute. That could cost you a lot more than damage to your home, couldn't it?
Right, and just remember that especially when you're in Pinellas County, say, and we've only got so many bridges. Yeah. We got a lot of people we got to get out of here. So we're, you know, really trying to stress, if you're told to leave, you're being told that for a reason. It's for your safety. It's for the safety of first responders, because if you're stuck, then after the storm, they have to risk their lives again to come in and get you afterwards.
Yeah, I don't think it's terribly, it's just not fair to a first responder. And I know this is what they do for a living. They put their lives on the line. But to avoid that, my goodness, why would you want to put their lives in danger too?
And yours as well. So, yeah. You know, just leave if you're told to. It's for a good reason.
It is. So how are you guys getting ready over
there? So, you know, we're already monitoring the tropics. Thankfully, things are pretty quiet right now. But, you know, as NOAA's forecasting, it looks like it could be a busy season. So, you know, we're already kind of checking the tropics every day. And if, you know, there's anything that starts to show signs that it could develop, we're going to be right on top of it. And we have our own plans in place, you know, in the event that we need to evacuate, but we've got plans for where we can go, where we'll stay on the air, and we'll keep looking out for you as well. So we're making the same preparations as everyone else.
And my studio and your studio are kind of in the same boat, so to say. We're in a pretty low-level area, or low-lying area. So when it comes to evacuating, we're right there with everybody else.
Exactly. It's not just you. We're going through the same stuff, too, and there's the same temptations for us. You know, we want to stay. We want to be here as long as possible, but you know, if it's unsafe for us to stay, we have a backup plan and we're going to leave too.
Absolutely. Okay, I have to ask you, in your pantry for storm coverage, what's the most requested item you've got to have to keep going?
In the pantry for storm coverage?
Yeah.
Mine personally?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. We got to find a way to keep the coffee flowing.
Absolutely. Get an IV. As long as you have the coffee, you've got everything. Of course, that's the best part about being in the broadcast end here, because we have a separate generator, and that K machine is never going to stop.
That's right.
Well, actually, thank you so much. Well, thank you so much. We'll keep checking back with you if we happen to get any advisories or watches or whatever. Just be safe. Don't put yourself in harm's way, and stay with WDUV and 10 News for the very latest. Ashley, thank you so much.
Thank you.